just before the beginning of the 1946 All-Star Game, played 80 years ago in Boston's Fenway Park. Ted Williams approached Pirates pitcher Rip Sewell and said, "Hey, Rip, you wouldn't throw that damn crazy pitch in a game like this, would you?" Sewell responded, "I'm going to throw it to you, Ted, so look out." That damn crazy pitch was Sewell's famous blooper ball. It was a pitch that fans loved and drove hitters crazy. Sewell said that most guys swung at it, no matter where it was. It was like waving a red flag at a bull. I had as good control of it as I had of my fastball and curve. I'd spot it here and there when they were least expecting it. It reached an arc of about 25 feet. In Donald Hanek's When the Grass Was Green, Sewell said that the story of the blooper started with a shotgun blast in Tennessee's Ocala National Forest. On December 7, 1941, Sewell went deer hunting. When another hunter mistook Sewell for a deer, he fired two loads of buckshot out of a 12-gauge shotgun, caught me in both legs. That shot tore holes in me as big as marbles. One of them smashed up the big toe, which I pitched off of. Because of the severity of his wounds, Sewell had to learn to walk again, though he had to keep his badly damaged big toe up. When he started throwing a baseball again, the injury to his big toe forced him to step straight forward, and that was when he invented the blooper ball. Sewell said it's got to be thrown straight overhand. Sewell was able to throw his blooper ball with terrific backspin by holding the baseball by its seams and throwing it off three fingers. The ball, when released, held its backspin all the way to home plate. So the ball was going slow, but spinning fast. Fun to watch, easy to catch, but tough to hit. In a 1942 spring training game, Detroit Tiger Dick Wakefield became the first victim of Sewell's blooper ball. In a narrative right out of a Bugs Bunny cartoon, Sewell remembered Wakefield's reaction to the pitch as it sailed high into the air, dropped down, and headed for the strike zone. He started to swing. He stopped. He started to swing again. He stopped. And then he swung and missed it by a mile. I thought everyone was going to fall to the bench. They were laughing so hard. By the 1946 All-Star Game, Rip Sewell had established himself as one of the best pitchers in baseball and was named to the National League All-Star team in a game that had taken on a special luster because of the return from military service of future Hall of Famers, including Hank Greenberg, Joe DiMaggio, Bob Feller, and Ted Williams. Unfortunately, the game, going into the bottom of the eighth, with the American League leading 8-0, had been a dud. Most of the starters were out of the game, but Ted Williams was still in the American lineup and scheduled to lead off in the bottom of the eighth. The pitcher for the Pirates was Rip Sewell. When Williams stepped into the batter's box, he shook his head from side to side in quick little movements as a way of telling Sewell not to throw his blooper ball. Sewell nodded to Williams, who shook his head again, but Sewell nodded again, and remembering their pregame encounter, thought, "You're going to get it, buddy." So he wound up like he was going to throw a fastball and threw Williams a blooper. A frustrated Williams swung mightily, but barely fouled the ball off the tip of his bat. Sewell threw another blooper that sailed wide of home plate. With Williams set for another blooper, Sewell fired a fastball that Williams took for a strike. With two strikes on a frustrated Williams, Sewell tossed one more blooper ball. It was a good one, driving right down the chute for a strike. He took a couple swings up on it, which is the right way to attack the pitch, and hit it out of here. I mean, he hit it. The crowd at Fenway Park went crazy, and Sewell added to the fun by chasing a laughing Ted Williams around the bases, shouting at him that the only reason you hit it was I told you it was coming. At the end of the inning, Boston fans gave Sewell a standing ovation. Years later, Sewell added to the legend of that damn crazy pitch by claiming that he was the only man to hit a home run off the blooper, Ted Williams, in the 1946 All-Star Game. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.